looking at that matchup with them, also getting to play a game at home with number 12 at quarterback. How much are you guys looking forward to it?
It's a big game for us. Cincinnati is an impressive team offensively and defensively, so it's a big test for us. So anytime we have a test like that, it's exciting. And obviously playing at home, we obviously want to do a good job of getting out to a fast start, and against a team like that is key. I mean, they're really good on both sides of the ball.
A lot of talk this week, Chris, about the red zone defense, third down defense, and ways to improve that. From your perspective, what are the biggest keys for improving those numbers?
Well, everybody's just got to do their job. I mean, you know, it just comes down to the fact, just keep it simple, and in every phase of the game, you know, whatever situation you want to pull, it's all about your personal responsibility, and if everybody just focuses in a little bit more on that, then as a team we'll improve.
Having played in this league for a number of years, is it advantageous at all to get the Thursday night game out of the way early on, so you're not kind of looking at it later in the season, maybe when you're a little more banged up? Is there any advantage to having played that early in the season?
I don't know. You know, I really don't look much past this week, so I don't know if we have another Thursday night game or anything like that. The Monday night game, whatever. It's all about Cincinnati for me.
Okay.
What do you remember? I know you were with the Rams last year, Chris, and played in Cincinnati. What do you remember about that game? And what they, I think they got off to a pretty fast start that game.
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, listen, you know, playing them in the past, they have a lot of continuity. So they've been a lot of the same players, same schemes for a long time. So as a player in this league, you know their reputation very well. And, you know, the things they're able to do, especially, you know, looking at them offensively, the way they're able to run the football. And then, you know, when it's time to drop back and throw the ball, they got a really good quarterback. And obviously weapons and a guy like A.J. Green, is it's pretty impressive.
What about Gio in space, Gio Bernard in
space? Oh, yeah. He's tough to deal with. I mean, that guy, you got to know when he's in the game. And you have to – I mean, he really does change things for you as a defense when you look back in the backfield and see him, you know, behind center.
As far as Cincinnati goes, you know, they kind of struggled a little bit this year, but they're one of those teams that's near the top of the AFC. So is there – not, I don't want to say added incentive, but just knowing the fact that you guys are kind of separating yourself from them just a couple more games – going into this one?
I mean, listen, you just want to win any opportunity you can get. Whoever you're playing, Cincinnati this week, you know, the goal is to play well and win. And, you know, that'd take everybody doing their job and everybody keeping their focus narrow. And it's not about what anybody's record is, anything like that. It's just about us going out, trying to be the best team we can be Sunday, and then move forward from that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.